Hey everyone, welcome back to Season 3, Episode 3 of P&L. In today's episode, we're going to cover 10 more stocks. And again, I got these stocks from the top 10 trending stocks on StockTwits.com. The goal of this episode is to find support and resistance. And throughout the season, that will be the common goal. Now, as I go along in this episode, I will also publish the charts on TradingView.com. So feel free to open up TradingView.com, head to P&L underscore only, and look up the charts. If you would like to follow along and mark it on your own, you can do that first and then check them later. Our goal with this season is to learn support and resistance the best that we can. The more we do it, the more quickly we are able to identify it, and along that will come more accuracy. So remember, we're marking support in the down move and resistance in the up move. So sit back and enjoy this episode. All right, welcome back to episode 3. In today's episode, we have 10 stocks. So let's jump right in. The first stock that we're going to cover is Apple, AAPL. So I'm on TradingView.com. I open up my chart and I'm looking at the monthly time frame. You always want to start on the highest and go to the lowest. So what we're looking for is support in the down move and resistance in the up move. So if we look at the low of 01 November 18 on the monthly and the high of 01 January 19, we're going to mark a line there. And then what we're going to do is we're going to drop time frames. So we're going to go down to the weekly, make sure we can see all the data, and we're going to look at the area 05 November 18 and the high at 12 November 18 and the high at 18 March 19. All right, now we're going to drop to the daily, make sure we can see all the data, and we're going to look at 02 January 19 and the high at 09 January 19. Then we're also going to look at 04 December 18 and 06 February 19, 16 November 18 and 19 March 19. We have support in the down move and resistance in the up move. All right, let's publish that chart. The next chart is AMD. So we are opening up AMD on the monthly first. Always start on the highest time frame. And if you want to make sure that you're looking at everything, right click reset chart. Then we want to look at support in the down move and resistance in the up move. So we can look at the date 01 October 08 and 01 January 09. Then we can look at 01 October 07 and 01 December 16. Then we can look at 01 December 06 and 01 June 18. All right, so let's drop time frames down to the weekly, zoom out, and we can kind of zoom in closer to the stuff on the right now. We can look at 10 December 18 on the weekly and 31 December 18. Then we can look at 08 October 18 and 28 January 19. Then we can also look at 24 September 18 and 01 April 19. All right, let's drop to the daily, and I don't really see any other clear ones, so let's publish that chart. The next one is WATT, gonna start on the monthly and right click reset chart, so you make sure you're looking at everything, and we can't see anything really clear on this time frame, so we're going to drop time frames to the weekly. We can look at 03 September 18 and 18 February 19. Now let's drop time frames. We can look at 08 November 18 and 27 December 18, and that's about all we can identify on there easily, so we're going to publish that chart. The next stock we're going to look at is TWLO. Right click reset chart and make sure you're looking at the monthly. We can't see anything clear on that time frame, so we're going to drop down to the weekly. Same thing, drop down to the daily, so we can identify the level at 03 April 19 on the daily and 16 April 19 on the daily, and that's about all we can identify on that chart, so we're going to publish that one. The next chart is TNDM, and again we're going to start on the monthly, right click reset chart to make sure you have all the information, and then we're going to go down to the weekly, and we can mark 04 March 19 and the move down 18 March 19 on the weekly, and then let's go to the next time frame, the daily, so then we can mark 15 April 19 and 25 April 19, and those are the levels there, so let's publish that chart. The next chart is ENPH, and again we're going to start on the monthly, right click reset chart, make sure you have all the information. We can mark the level 01 March 17 and 01 August 17. We can mark 01 October 15 and 01 November 17, 01 July 15 and 01 March 18, 01 June 15 and 01 June 18, 01 May 15 and 01 February 19. All right, let's drop time frames. And let's drop timeframes again to the daily, 12 April 19 and 23 April 19 on the daily. Let's publish that chart. The next chart is FEYE. Go to the monthly, right click, reset chart. Let's zoom in on the lower timeframe, 22 October 18 and 12 November 18 on the weekly. 13 August 18 and 24 December 18. Let's drop to the lower time frame to the daily. 05 November 18 and 09 November 18. 30 October 18 and 20 November 18 on the daily. 11 September 18 and 21 December 18. Let's publish that chart. The next stock is OXY. Start on the monthly, right click, reset chart to make sure you have all the data. And let's drop to the next time frame, 26 November 18 and 14 January 19 on the weekly. Let's drop to the next time frame, 19 December 18 and 28 December 18 on the daily. All right, let's publish that chart. The next stock is EOLS. Again, start on the monthly, right click, reset chart. We're going to drop down to the weekly, 03 December 18 and 31 December 18 on the weekly, 01 October 18 and 07 January 19. Then we're going to drop time frames to the daily, and I don't see anything else that's clear, so we're going to stop there and publish that chart. And the last chart is MNK. We're going to start on the monthly, then we're going to drop to the weekly, then we're going to go to the daily. We're looking at 16 August 18 and 22 August 18, 15 August 18 and 07 September 18, 09 August 18 and 11 September 18, 06 August 18 and 26 October 18, 06 July 18 and 07 December 18, 05 June 18 and 19 December 18, 11 May 18 and 27 December 18. All right, let's publish that chart. All right, so in today's episode, we covered 10 stocks. And the challenge I want to challenge you with today is you listen to this podcast and you follow along with the charts and you look at the two areas that I mentioned for resistance in the up move and support in the down move. And then, of course, I recommend you copy my charts. And also, if you want to spend some more time, find some extra charts and do some more practice. So that wraps up today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you in the next one.